GoodSuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for bringing every one of us to your presence today. And Lord, I ask that you bless everyone and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains the love patterns. Last week, we started the series, The Love Patterns, and we perfectly understood how everything in life revolves around patterns, whether we like it or not, whether it's nature, the spiritual, physical, our body, everything is just based on patterns, whether we are aware of them or not, whether there are things we want to acknowledge or not, but you know, it's all about patterns. And one thing we should understand is the knowledge of how patterns work. If we are going to maximize our lives, we need to understand how things actually work for us. So sometimes, for example, let's even talk in the natural. If you eat some kind of food, you may have noticed over and over again that, okay, this food causes this kind of reaction in my body. That could be called a pattern, because every time you eat that food, you probably don't like the experience you have. Maybe you feel bloated or things like that. So that's one simple way of talking about patterns. Then secondly, maybe in the spirit, you may notice that every time you pray in a certain way, or you fast in a certain way, or you ask God, maybe you sing for long in a certain way, you have some kind of result you will naturally not have. So that's a pattern you can actually focus on and say, okay, every time I do this kind of thing, this is the kind of result I get. That's one way to say it. So last week we focused more on the negative patterns, and we saw that in the life of Abraham, for example, there was a negative pattern for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All of them went through seasons of famine, and yes, God showed himself in all those seasons, but every single person went through famine. Then we saw in Egypt, Abraham lied about his wife. Isaac also went through the same thing, lied about his wife or put their wives in dangerous situations. Then anger, we saw in the life of Levi, full of anger. Moses couldn't enter the promised land because of anger. Then failures as parents, we saw Eli and Samuel repeating the same circle of negative patterns. So that was what we learned last week. And today we're going to be focusing on the positive side of things. How do we ensure that we can create patterns around our lives that can ensure us good success? How do we maximize patterns around our lives for us to be able to have the kind of good life we want to have? So both positive and negative patterns can come into someone's life by things that happen that can be controlled, things that can be corrected, both in the spirit and in the natural. And remember, the purpose of this series is actually the wisdom side of things. Yes, we can pray, we can fast, we can change things in the spirit, but there's a wisdom side that can actually make us avoid certain things that we wouldn't need to pray for in the future. And let's remember that, for example, last week we were able to see that some negative patterns may be generational causes, things like that. But as a child of God, you're already born again, and naturally those things are not supposed to find expression in your life or in my life. But most times, the way those things find expression is if we break some laws, laws of the kingdom, laws of God. When we break those laws, then the enemy has a foothold. He has a reason to come in through the back door. He's not coming through an open door like an unbeliever. The devil could have a few days in his life. But this one, we are just opening a loophole and we are telling them you can come in through this corner. So that's just it. But today, we are looking at the positive side of things. I can say, what are the patterns in my life, in my family, in my marriage, in my business, that doesn't look like someone else? We are all created uniquely for God. We are all created uniquely in God. Some things work in my life that wouldn't work in other people's life. And that's where people preach the gospel sometimes. God has shown them some patterns, and they sometimes assume it's for everyone. It could just be for them, maybe not for everyone. That's why people create doctrines that are not biblical, so to say, because God just gave them personal patterns and they probably assume it's for everyone. So today we are looking at, what is the pattern for your life that God has given you? We saw the example of Samson in the Bible. God gave him a pattern. Your ear must not be cut. You must not drink wine, right? And when Samson broke that law, everything in his life also went down. So as a child of God, God may give you some personal rules, some personal laws, that if you follow them, it will guarantee success without pain, success without issues. See Gideon, for example. If anyone else follows the example of Gideon, wouldn't he feel woefully? Gideon, God told him, use only 300 men. See the example of in Judah, Jehoshaphat. God said, sink in war. But it doesn't mean that you now, if you want to have a physical war, you need to sink. No, that's not the pattern God has given you. There are patterns that will work. Maybe you need to sink in preparation for your war. But when it comes to the normal war, you may need to fight. But God gives pattern to each person depending on how he wants to get the glory at that time. This is also a caution for you based on what we're going to be teaching today, that because God gave you a pattern in a certain situation doesn't mean that pattern is a rule you want to follow always. It may just be for that situation. However, some patterns will go from year to year, from decade to decade. Those are the things we're going to be talking about today. For example, you may realize as a child of God that until you have praise God for 15 minutes, your prayer may not just flow. So that's a pattern for you. It doesn't mean you have to tell anyone else. Because for some people, maybe it's after they have praised God for 2 hours, that's when they begin to flow in the kind of anointing they want to flow in. So that's just an example there. Patterns often go on for a long time before being noticed, just like I mentioned last week. Even good patterns, you may not notice that. So for example, I gave an example last week that I realized that for me, I'm more of someone who is active and can work late into the night and then sleep. For some people, if they decide to work that way, they may not get themselves for 2 days. For example, you know, funny enough, somebody was telling me that I think they didn't sleep well maybe like 2 days ago. And the time I saw her, she was like feeling super sleepy, almost sleepwalking because of that. And I was like, see, my pattern is different. I may decide not to sleep well for a week and I won't feel it. I won't have any issues because that's the pattern of myself. But if I wake up too early, I may not get myself for several hours of the day, maybe till even noon of the day. So my pattern is different from someone else's pattern. So one may be a victim of failure in life just because they don't know the pattern God has set for their lives. And that's why as children of God, we must be sensitive to know the pattern that God has set for your life. Because everyone else makes money while following a career does not mean you have to do the same. Your pattern of life may be just through business. And because everybody is making millions in business does not mean you have to do that. They are CEOs in the world. They are not business people, so to say. They are just CEOs. They are employees. And they are super wealthy. Wealthier than most business people in the world. So the pattern for your life is not the same pattern with my life. We just have to be sensitive to know that. So for example, I mentioned that before, you may have a strict spiritual pattern that God has created for your life. For some people, they just have to fast at least 5 times a month for them to have good traction in that month. For some people, you just need to declare. Of course, everybody will need to fast. But I'm saying as a pattern, as a rule, God may just give you that rule. So if you are different from everyone else, you don't have to worry, you don't have to bother. Just know that you are different from anyone else. Then, what are the types of patterns? Physical patterns, I mentioned that briefly. Your body, what you eat. As children of God, everything is not spirit in quotes. The pattern for your life may require you being sensitive to your own body, just like I mentioned before. You may just know how much you have to sleep. For some people, 3 hours is okay. For some people, maybe they have to sleep longer, and then they will be more effective in the day. So if you are forcing yourself to become someone else, you may become less effective. Just know the pattern for your life. Your body, what you eat. If, for example, you notice that every time you eat a particular kind of food, you are not your best throughout the day. Maybe when you eat it first in the morning, then why should you continue eating it? Change the time you eat that food. For example, for me, I notice that if I eat rice in the morning, I will feel so heavy throughout the day. I may just be wondering, why am I feeling so restless? Because that's just not for me. I may just want to eat something light in the morning, and then, you know, I can eat something heavier later in the day. So your body, you need to know the physical patterns of your body. Then spiritual patterns, I mentioned that a little. I think I won't just pause with that. Know the pattern of your spiritual person. How does God deal with you personally? How does God talk to you? For some people, God will talk to them in open visions, in dreams, and that's how God talks to them. They have no issues. They know this is God talking. If God talks to you directly through the scriptures, the scripture is still the gauge by which you judge every other thing. But for some people, if you want to hear God, you need to go and sit down with the Bible and read. People like me. You read the Bible, or when you are listening to a spiritual material, a message or something, on YouTube or reading someone's book, God will speak through to it. So if that's the pattern for your life, you need to focus more on it. When you want to hear God, forget about waiting for God to speak to you in dreams. You may just be seeing something you're not supposed to see. Wait and follow your own pattern, because that's how God will deal with you. Then intellectual patterns. How do you comprehend things? Do you have to go to class and go to lectures? If that is it, then go for extra lessons, go to lectures, and do all those things for you to understand. Then maybe you just have to read. One of my brothers, he said before he used to go to class and then he would be stressed. He wasn't really doing fine, I think. Then later just felt, wait, that's not my own. I don't have to go to class. So he just stopped going to class when I was in the university, and he would go and read himself. And he passed with second class upper easily. I also realized that no matter how much you teach me in the class, if I have not sat down to read it, I may not really comprehend it very well. It took me time to learn that, and I really paid dearly for it. But the lesson for us today is, know your own pattern. How does it work for you? Do you have to read, or you have to learn through someone? If you have to read, then sit down and read. Intellectual. God created you and I differently from each other. Then, association patterns. I mentioned something briefly last week, and I think we need to also pay attention to it. See, the church you go to will create a pattern for your life, whether you like it or not. And that's why before we join any church as children of God, as mature children of God, you need to pray and ask God for it. It doesn't mean that church is bad. It may not just be for you. I've mentioned it before, some churches that look so spiritual, I've seen people there that there was nothing spiritual about their lives. And some churches that didn't look so spiritual, I've seen people there that are super committed to God, spiritual, highly walking in super righteousness. So just know the place for you, your spiritual place, anywhere you fellowship spiritually, it will have an impact in your life and it will create a pattern for your life, a pattern of success or a pattern of failure. So you just have to be sensitive with this. If you know that every time you listen to somebody's message, somebody preaching a message, a particular minister, that something is triggered in your life, maybe your love for prayer increases, then what should you do? Listen to that person more. There was something funny that happened to me, I think a few months ago. I saw a man of God that I used to listen to long ago. And I saw him on YouTube. I was like, oh, good. Let me listen to him. That message, I was super blessed. I just stumbled on it. I was super blessed. And I thought I was going to continue listening. And the Holy Spirit said, did I tell you to continue listening? That was the end. In fact, I think I unsubscribed immediately. Because God just wanted to speak to me through him at that time. Not for me to listen to him every time. And there are some people, I listen to them almost every day. So, know the spiritual pattern for you. Law of association. Wherever you find yourself, it will create a pattern for you. That's why before you change your geographical location, you need to ask God. Because the moment you move there, some patterns will be created. Nigeria, for example, the moment you come to Nigeria, be ready to experience electricity outages. I know it's going to change, but that's a pattern that will be created. And the moment you get to some places, your spiritual life may go down. God may have to give you another pattern to overcome it. So be sensitive to know that association will create patterns. With some friends around you, will create some negative patterns in your life or patterns of success. So if, for example, there are some people, they are goal-oriented, they are vision-oriented, they are pursuing their purpose, if you come around them, you will not be able to rest, because today they are telling you, oh, I just made so million in business, I just made this amount in business, I'm pursuing this goal and that. So if you are laid back, you are someone like that, you are laid back, you are like, tomorrow I will do it, next one I will do it. If you are around someone like that, that pattern will be created. And you will also begin to become goal-oriented. There are some churches that their pastors are goal-oriented. Before you know it, you also will receive that same spirit. It will create a pattern in your life. And you'll be wondering, when did I become like this? But you became like that when you joined that association. So we should know that association will create things around our lives. The place of work, the place you stay, the street you stay, the estate you stay, it will create patterns. And then it will decide whether you're going to walk in a path of success or failure. Some people, the only reason they are in iniquity is because of the friends around their lives. Somebody was telling me that when he was living in a certain place, I think Ireland or so, he said, oh, normally when people drive in Ireland, they are polite, you know, there's no aggressive driving, they wait for you to go. He said, but when I got to this city, man, everybody, they are not polite, they are not like that. Patterns have been created. If you check that person out, he may have started driving like other people in that area. Just like, I remember when I was in Lagos, before I came to Lagos, you know, I was calm, collected, no hurry in my life. Then when I came to Lagos, I didn't know when that spirit came in. I was also in a hurry when I'm driving, to be in a hurry, when I'm talking to people, everything, you know, that spirit of impatience just came in. And every time I travel back home to maybe Ekiti, I was going to be like, why is everybody so slow? Nobody's in a hurry here. You even see taxi waiting for people to come and join. In Lagos, you chase taxi. So that pattern has been created and I didn't even know anything about it. That's how strong association can create patterns in your life. Then what are the patterns in the Bible that created positive results in people's lives? Like I mentioned last week, we saw how sacrifice ends disaster. We saw the example of David, and there was an angel that was destroying and destroying and destroying. And that destruction only ended when David gave a sacrifice, a sacrificial offering, ended the ordeal. So we can see, and you know that in the scripture, you can repeat patterns. If, for example, you are going through a challenge in your life, you prayed, you fasted, everything did not work, it may just be a time to go and create a sacrifice. Remember the Bible even talks about my people who have created a covenant with me by sacrifice. That sacrifice could be giving above what you normally give. It could be you serving God sacrificially. There are so many things that you will do that will just stir up a set of positive experiences in your life. Positive experiences of success. Just like negative experiences of failure can happen, you can also stir up positive experiences of success by sacrifice. Then righteousness brings blessings. Just like sin brings curses, sin brings negative things. Yes, we are not under the law, we are not under the curse of the law, but just like I said, we can open the door for the curses that are in the law if we break those laws. That's why the righteousness of Christ empowers us to live above all those things. Jesus came not making us relaxed individuals who can do anything. No, he gave us the spirit that can empower us to live even beyond talking about the law. He's telling us that, see, the law is lower for you and I. We have a law that is above it, the law of Christ, that makes us not to even worry about those details in the law, because we are not even bothered about those things. They are no longer anything to us. We have a higher law, a higher power that will not even make me worry about lying, because I won't lie. I have the spirit of Christ. And if I lie in any way, I can quickly confess and realign my ways. So that is what righteousness can bring to you. Blessings. Abraham obeyed God and blessings began to follow him. The Bible said he was blessed in all things. I've hardly met people in my life that are blessed in all things. Very few people are blessed in all things. Abraham was blessed in all things by walking in righteousness of faith. So we also can stir up certain blessings in our lives by just obeying God. What is righteousness? Obeying God, doing what God has commanded, being right with God. And we can't be right with God by living in sin. No, it's not possible. So doing the righteousness of God, doing the things God has commanded. If you don't know what the righteousness of God is, go and read Galatians 5:19-21. You will understand what sin is, what unrighteousness is. It's not going to give you the full list, but it gives a very good one. If you want to know what righteousness is, go and read 1 Corinthians 13 about love. Maybe in the TLB version. I heard that today and it was such a blessing. TLB version of love. And you will see what kind of love God wants you to walk in. Then hospitality, we saw in the Bible that hospitality also brings fruitfulness and marriage. We saw it in the life of Abraham. He's been waiting on God for the fruit of the womb for about 25 years. At 75, he met God. And then another 25 years, he couldn't even get the promise. But when he fed angels, that promise was activated immediately. So we know being good to people can just tear up that. We saw Abigail. We saw Rebecca was nice to Eliezer, the servant of Abraham. And that's how his name entered the genealogy of the patriarchs. He became the wife of Isaac just by being nice to people. So we know that being nice to people, that's the easiest way to say, being nice to people, hospitality. People came to your house, you are hospitable, you are good to them. It can bring about fruitfulness. Now, if you don't need the fruit of the womb, you don't need children, maybe you already have children or you are not married yet. Well, but this can stir up fruitfulness in your business, in your career, in every other area of life. It can stir up fruitfulness, right? So we should understand that being hospitable, you saw a beggar, you're like, all these people are liars. So why don't you just give? It's not going to take anything from you. In fact, anyone who gives is going to be higher, so to say. It's going to be blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So even if somebody cheats you, you will still be blessed. And I think I've shared that story over and over again. I was walking on my street one day. I saw this woman. Maybe in my spirit, I felt that this woman was deceiving me. And I still gave her money. And that night, what I couldn't do, what I didn't have the capacity to do, came to me. I just saw my cousin sending some dollars to me at that time. What I gave, I believe, stirred up that. And I can give story upon story how just being hospitable, being good, being nice to people, open doors. So that's it. Hospitality brings fruitfulness and marriage. Then another one, patterns in the Bible we can follow is asking brings answers. Jesus said that to us himself. He said, ask, it will be given to you. So if you don't ask, you can't create patterns of receiving. If you want to stir up the patterns of receiving, that's apart from giving now. Giving stirs up the patterns of receiving. Another way, which is a must way, is to ask. If you ask God, you will receive. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. Then another way is knocking. He said, knock, the door will be opened. So if you knock the windows of heaven through prayer, through fasting, through your faith, then the doors of heaven will open. The doors of blessings will open. For many of us, there are many blessings hanging over our lives, but because we won't knock by faith, by violence of faith, we are not receiving those things. By declaration, declaring in faith and in boldness, we are not receiving those things because we are not knocking those doors. Then what about seeking? God says, for everyone who seeks finds. Jesus gave that. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone knocks, the door is open. Everyone who seeks finds. That's a law in the Bible. If you ask, you will receive. If you knock, the door will be opened. If you seek, you will find. So if you want to create that pattern of consistently receiving, then you must consistently ask. If you want to create patterns of consistently having open doors, you must consistently knock, right? And if you want to stir up the continuous pattern of knowing things, of finding things from God, then we must continuously seek so that we can find. So those are patterns in the Bible. There are several other ones, but those are few patterns in the Bible that we can stir up to create positive patterns of success in our lives. So if I want to consistently receive, what do I do? Ask or give. If I want to consistently find, I will seek. And if I want to consistently have doors open to me, I will consistently knock. Praise God. Now, like I was saying last week, imagine if you consistently pray in your understanding and in the Holy Ghost and the Spirit for 3 months. We all know what is going to happen. So why don't we just do it? Consistently stirring up patterns of success. So if God has given you some patterns personally in your life, in my life, then I also want to consistently do those things if I want to consistently see answers. God told Samson, keep your ear consistently growing. Leave it there. Don't cut it. No razor should touch it. And the moment he broke that law, what happened to him? His life also broke down. Simple. There's this one in the Bible I'm always very careful to talk about, you know, John the Baptist. God gave him a pattern, or let me say a pattern was working for him. Staying in the wilderness, right? And eating honey, all these weird things that were working for him. And people were still coming to him. Imagine somebody who dressed in very weird clothing. And people of authority were coming to him to be baptized. Baptism is a form of humiliation. You are being dipped inside water in front of everyone, so to say. So he was doing that, and they were coming to meet him in the wilderness. He was eating wild honey. All the weird things that you can ever expect from a prophet, he was doing it. He wasn't wearing nice clothes, nice suits. No, people were still coming. But the moment he broke it, he started talking about politics. He started talking, hey, you are not supposed to marry this person. Of course, he was a prophet. But I perceive that naturally, maybe that was not his place. Just preach the coming of Jesus. Prepare people for righteousness. Maybe he shouldn't have even pushed his mouth in the matter of politics. And guess what? His head ended up in a platter, in a plate of a child because of that. So if a pattern is working for you, and God has ordained it so, and God has not allowed you to change it, has not asked you to change it, keep that pattern working. Don't break it. Don't say it's 10 years now, let's change. No, don't be bored. I know it's easy for us to be bored as human beings, but don't be bored. Keep doing that thing and it will keep producing results. Imagine if you studied your Bible one chapter every day with your family for 1 year. We all know we will grow naturally in the Spirit. So why don't you just create those patterns? And God says, this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. And when we continually do that, he said, we will have good success. If we mix reading the Bible and meditation with good courage, he said we will have good success. So we should also do the same. Mix all that together and continuously do it. And we will continuously see answers. Some of us, the reason we don't see the answers is because we get bored. God said you should keep praying this way, and then after 2 months, I'm tired. No, you cannot be tired except God has changed it. If God has not changed it, we keep following the same rules. So let's say as a business owner, you read a book every day or every week. I've shared it over and over again, and I will keep sharing it until we start doing it. I said I started reading again since December. I can't even tell you the amount of things that have changed in me, in my business, in the way I approach things, in the way I talk. Everything has changed because I changed the pattern, and I'm not going to stop by God's grace. So in your business also, in your career, if you will decide to study more than other people, man, things will change. The last ministry I was, the last governmental organization I worked before I left, one of the directors we have then, he said, while all of his colleagues were gisting and gisting, he said, he will go. He was studying. He said, while they are gisting, he will leave them there, he will go and study, he will come back. Before they knew it, he was just going fast and fast and fast above them because he had all the qualifications they needed. Talk about politics, fine, politics is there, but there are some things that politics cannot still fix. If you don't have those qualifications, they won't be able to help you. Imagine if somebody is a governor and his younger brother never went to school, could not even read or write. How much help can that brother give him except to be giving him direct money? He can't give him a contract. If he cannot do anything, that means he's limited in certain ways. So if we keep reading and developing ourselves intellectually, things will naturally change because some blessings of God will not come to our lives except we develop intellectually. Have you noticed that everyone God is using in the ministry, they are intellectually sound people? We doctorate here and there. There is a reason behind it. The people that God will use this end time, they are not going to be any kind of person. They are going to be sound people. And then lastly, we should keep developing good habits. Habits. Some people have said in 21 days. I don't think it's true. Before you develop habits, in fact, I heard it recently from a psychologist. He said it's not true. It's not 21 days. It's probably maybe a year for you to develop any habit. So if you are still working with 21 days, better change it. Because I know you can prove to me that you've done things for 21 days and you're still not doing them again. So it's a serious work to develop good habits that will bring patterns of good success. And the truth is this. We have one pattern we are following one day or at one time or the other. So why don't we intentionally create patterns that will also create patterns of good success in our lives? And I pray that even as we take this challenge today, God will also begin to unleash to us good patterns of success. And remember, if you're going to take anything today, make sure you don't get tired of any pattern that is working. Don't say, I have done this thing for 10 years and it's been working. No, don't stop it. Keep doing it. In fact, intensify it. Ask God how you can even do it better. And you will see more results, more results, more results. Praise God. So that's where we're going to end today. And I pray that God bless you as you step out into the new week. May you receive grace to begin to work in positive patterns that will bring positive success in Jesus' name. And just before we close, just note one of the rules for you to know if there is a pattern is, if the same thing has been happening over and over again, maybe somebody has been complaining about something over and over again, or you've been having the same success over and over again, you want to actually study to see what you are doing wrong or what you are doing right. So that's it today. See you next week, and please don't miss it as we take another episode. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
The good success.com.